Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the B2B Pipeline Pioneer podcast with your favorite guest host, me, Ariana Shannon, brand marketing director here at Sales Intel. And if you've been listening with us for a while now, you know that we've interviewed a lot of B2B leaders on this show. And what we have been hearing from them through all of the various challenges they faced in their go-to-market is that a lot of go-to-market problems can be solved with a well-defined ICP. And that's where we're going to be asking our new pioneers that are coming to the show all about their ICP so that everyone can be benefiting from this. So with me to talk about ICP today is the wonderful Steph Neal from Blind Zebra. Steph, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. I know each other for a little while, and I don't think I've ever actually asked you any of these questions. So I'm excited. I'm excited to learn along with our guests. To kick things off, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Blind Zebra's ideal customer profile? How would you define your best fit clients?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm CEO here at Blind Zebra. And Blind Zebra, we basically exist for one reason, and it's to help make selling simple. We serve B2B sales teams across the country and help them operationalize their sales process. So they've already got a process. We come in and help them make sure everybody's running it the same way and in the most efficient way. So that's what we do. We help, like I said, B2B sales orgs. We kind of look at this in three buckets. The first is geography. We're mostly domestic US, or I guess I should say continental US, mostly for time zones. On the demographic side, we work with companies best that have about 250 to 2,000 full-time employees. Revenue's a big spread. They can be anywhere from like 30 million to 100 million. And then as far as the actual people we love to talk to or that make the most sense, that's typically going to be the sales leaders. So chief revenue officer, VP of sales, and then they tend to bring in everybody else that helps. So RevOps, sales enablement, because this is really a decision that everybody's got to be a part of. The third bucket for us is what we call psychographics. I don't know if that's the technical team word that our marketing friends would use, but we are really looking for, this is kind of funny, like cool cultures, people that are not know-it-alls, that are looking for outside perspective. They usually are on like the best places to work list. They're looking to invest in their people. And then finally, most of them are usually in some sort of growth stage. So they're either about to take on funding, they're starting to plan for an exit, and they want to get their house in order. So they've got all the processes, and that helps with value to potential buyers. And it also helps with revenue and results.
Gotcha. So I love your definition for this stuff, because you have your fit. What does the account actually need? Have a need? Who within that account you should be talking to? And then you've taken it a step further to say, we're a services company. This is the type of people that we want to work with, and that really makes us excited.
Yeah, it's funny. It wasn't really intentional, but part of the way that our program works is it brings people together, so it's a community. So tons of sales leaders across the country are getting together with us in different ways on a monthly basis. Their sales teams are getting together with us. And so you kind of got to have the right crew in the room, or it can disrupt the mojo. So that's part of it as well.
Gotcha. So then what data did you use, and processes or programs did you use to define this ICP? How did you discover that this was actually the fit for your business?
Yeah, this was, it's really timely, because we just sort of redid it. We went from basically being a sales coaching and consulting firm, which probably many of the people listening to this podcast have been involved in. Sales methodologies, the big ones that you know of, Sandler, Challenger, Spin, all those types of methodologies. We were similar, and we had our own. About a year ago, we transitioned into really being more of a product. So it's like a system with tools and plays, not tools like tech tools, but plays that teams can run, and we kind of give it to them so they can customize it. So we had to first shift our brain from going from services to more of a product, even though they still see us. And then we made some assumptions that we would serve the same ICP that we did before. And before that, company size was smaller. We were working with companies that were about 5 to 50 million, team sizes, total employee team sizes of 50 to 300. So it was smaller. And And we kind of kicked things off, and then we took a step back and we did a focus group, which seems like a duh thing to do, but we had not done. So we actually got together about a dozen leaders from different sized companies from different parts or disciplines of the business. So we had like a CFO, we had a CRO, some ops leaders, some enablement folks in the room, and we laid out our vision. And we actually found that we had two good options for our ICP, and neither were what we were currently working with. So the first was really startup small teams that are looking to get off on the right foot and get a system in place so that they can hire into it. And then this other end was teams that have usually multiple sales leaders, maybe multiple geographic locations, and they're trying to get everybody operating in the same way and speaking the same language. So it was just, I'm really glad we did that. And so we decided to go with the companies that are a little larger out of the gate here. But that was a surprise.
No, you always have to be doing this validation. It's kind of the always be learning component, especially when it comes to your target audience. So it sounds like the answer to that for you was we created a focus group of who we should be targeting. Then we found a way to get that information to actually go after this audience. And now that you've done that redefinition and you're starting to run these programs, what are you seeing as a result from that effort?
Yeah, well, it's like you said, it's been an iteration. And I actually jumped back into selling myself so that I could rework our sales process. So we learned a lot through that. And what we're finding now is we were target on, I think one thing that I found, and this is probably me being kind of a marketing novice, that's a beginner, right? just because someone doesn't fit our ICP doesn't mean that they can't be a good fit. It just means we're not spending our go-to-market budget toward that group. So I learned that. And now what we're learning with our ICP is we probably need to continue to bump it up a little bit. So we're probably going to continue to go up market until we're probably bumping the ceiling of enterprise and maybe getting there.
And Stephanie, that's great information because you're saying how you're already learning through the change in this process of, hey, we had to make some changes to who we're talking to based on if they come in an inbound versus a nurture cadence and how you're exploring that. So I love that you're becoming a little bit of a marketer too. That's fantastic. But what other components are your team learning from this process, from yourself to your marketers to even your people that are having conversations with members of your ICP on a daily basis?
Yeah, great question. And I think we can really boil it down to like three primary things that we've learned. The first is messaging. So mostly when someone's talking to our sales team, it's a different sell. I mentioned earlier, we went from services to product, but it's just a really different way of selling. And I've sold both in the past. So I thought I could very easily put together just a new program that would speak to that. But I think we've gone through like 15 different decks. You know, we didn't scrap them, but we've made a lot of changes as we figured out what questions people had, what wasn't clear. So that was the first thing. Second thing is our marketing and how all the places that messaging needed to change. I didn't expect to have to update as much as we did. And it also caused us to really go through an exercise to figure out everywhere we were. And I know more larger companies probably have that, but it was a good exercise to realize all the places that we needed to change messaging. And then third is we realized that what we have created doesn't really exist. And so we have to really educate the market. It's not sales coaching. It's not sales process, and it's not sales methodology. It's like this thing that doesn't really exist that lays on top of all of those things. So when people find us, they typically are looking for sales coaching. And now we've learned we need to, both through our marketing efforts and through the sales team, really reframe that and decide if, you know, if what we have actually does meet the need that they sought out to have filled.
Well, and that's a great conversation component as well, because that's always the hook. If someone comes to find you for one thing, and you can say, oh, you're actually trying to solve this challenge, like where a lot of people, and you've noticed this as well, as the changes that you had in your business, you shifted, and then the go-to-market problem became, okay, how do we address this new audience?
Yes, totally. And it's interesting. I was always a believer, and I still believe this to some degree. Every sales leader tells you how their business is different, and we are most definitely all different. I've found that about 80 to 85% of it most of the time in B2B is super similar. But in this case, we have found that it really depends on the situation that the company is in, and they've got to have certain foundations laid in their sales org before we can really come in and be effective.
Oh, fantastic. And especially as you're going through all of these motions, and we've been talking about go-to-market for a little bit now. So I think it's time for us to transition into the 100 pennies games, because I, and I think others would also like to understand, what is it that maybe you're reallocating your budget to really make this thing for your go-to-market or your ICP audience? So let me get that exercise up. Here we go.
All right.
All right. Here we are, Stephanie. For those not familiar with the 100 pennies game, Stephanie, you have 100 pennies that you can spend in 10-cent increments to show us how your team is allocating its resources to reach your ICP and go to market. So there's a bunch of different channels here. And I have to ask you, Steph, where are you spending your pennies?
Yeah, well, and this exercise made me really think through it in a more defined way than I had. So we are a bootstrapped company. We are not huge, so we do not have as many pennies as some, but we definitely know this is a time of investment to get the word out about what we're doing. So I put 20 pennies in the marketing bucket, and I'm defining marketing as a very narrow scope right now. That's like really targeted to some very specific groups to get the word out. We're using direct mail. We're using some really cool email campaigns. And we're really making sure that we're going out and bringing in stories from their specific market. So that's the marketing piece. I'm going to call it community, but it kind of goes over community and customer. I was going to put 25 pennies there. I don't know if you can put half of a penny in a category or not.
Unfortunately, no. I mean, I could make 100 tiny little pennies, and we were like, no, let's just 10.
Okay. So let's do 20.
20. Okay.
Yep. So 20 in that community. We have found that BZ, Blind Zebra, is kind of a cool brand, and people really appreciate our content, whether they ever engage with us formally or not. And so between that and a couple of podcasts that we actually have, some speaking that we do, and all of our LinkedIn work, we just have this really cool community, almost a club, and that includes our customers. So we're really blessed that once people join the fam, so to speak, they usually are there for a long time. So we're just looking to leverage all that. We need to do a better job of pulling in our messaging across the other channels we have, like our podcasts. It's not something that we have been super clear on in the past. So we're starting to put some money into the podcast through events, which kind of bleeds into another one of the categories, and making sure that we're speaking to that audience to bring the whole community together. So that's community. Brand. So this could go marketing or brand, but I put 20 pennies since I've got 5 left over. And that's really just getting our digital footprint cleaned up. We are not going after a bunch of search right now, just from a budget standpoint, but we are putting some investment into the website. We're starting to make sure that everything is pointing back to us the way that it should be, and really starting to leverage content on our website, because we've got loads of content. We just have not taken the time or investment to really put it into consumable pieces online on the website specifically. And then let's see, how many do I have left? I have 4 left. I'm going to go 20 in founder. You know, this whole executive social is really a thing right now, and for good reason. We've seen a lot of brands, including yours, really lean into having the executives on the team be thought leaders in the space. So we're doing a lot of that. We're being really specific about getting our leadership team out, speaking on things like this podcast, speaking on panels, keynote speaking, and then really ramping up our social presence. So most of that is actually going towards social, but it's all around leveraging our founders' expertise or our executive team's expertise. And then finally, I've got 2 pennies left or 20 left. I'm going to put it into event. We are an experiential. I knew I was going to struggle to say this word. We are a brand you have to experience. So what we have found is when our ICP actually finds us, it's usually a great match. We just have to find more of them, and they have to see and experience what we do. So we host big, we've got a sales leadership summit coming up in September. We did a roadshow this summer where we visited, I think it was 10 cities, and had pop-up studio for podcasting. We hosted meetups. We did a little bit of live coaching. So we have just found that that's a great place for us to invest, because it gets us out live with the people that we want to be doing business with. And I think that's it. Did I do my math right after you told me the rule?
Yeah, you got all of your pennies allocated. I'm sorry, I cannot give you any more pennies because we want to keep this as realistic as possible.
Yes.
But yes, so to recap, you have 20 in the following categories each. So marketing, community, brand, founder, and event, really spreading out the love to make sure that you're touching all of those channels. But now this is where it gets interesting because I love hearing from our pioneers, but now we're going to pair this against what we had been hearing earlier in the past year of what people were saying they were investing and spending their pennies. So you can now see that on your screen, Steph, and you've got it.
Yeah.
As a very big sales-led component. It's almost triple everything else. And then you have marketing-led, which is coming up through the mid-ground. Now when I click this button, awesome. So yeah, now you see your information in orange. We've got the community responses in blue. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you see the data laid out like this?
Yeah, actually, I think it is really validating because we knew coming into this with a new program and as a smaller team with a smaller budget that we wanted to try to do things a little differently. If we were putting a ton of money into marketing right now, we wouldn't put enough into it to really make the impact that we would need to. So we're really trying to be a little grassroots, do things a little differently at the beginning. So that said, as I look to the future, we will be, you know, if you ask me this in 6 months, sales led is going to be where we're investing. We want to really continue to test a few things, get the word out, continue to get to critical mass with people using the new product, and then we're ready to hire. We have found after 25 years of working with sales teams, headcount matters. Headcount always, it seems like, increases results, even if it's not the perfect headcount, and we are too light right now. So yeah, this was, it's really interesting and it makes me feel good that we're on the right track.
All good. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise, how you've defined your ICP, how you're targeting them in market, and then ultimately what this means in a lot of the activity that you're doing today to reach them. So we appreciate your insights and I'm excited to see where your bets pan out in the rest of this year, Steph.
Thank you, Ariana. It's always good to see you and I appreciate being on the show.